From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Gas prices. The national average topped $4 a gallon this week. If you commute like I do, you know that hurts. But here's a story that might make you say, at least I don't have it that bad. Dave Givens does. He's an engineer in Northern California. And Dave Givens, how long is your commute?
It's about 186 miles one way.
186 miles one way. How many hours a day do you spend in your car?
About seven.
And I understand you're in your car right now.
Yes, I am.
And you're a record holder?
Well, Midas Muffler Company here a while back ran a nationwide search for America's longest commuter, and I guess I won by 10 miles.
So basically, Dave Givens, you drive the width of California just to get to work each day.
Pretty close.
Describe your commute for us.
Well, I start out about 3:30 in the morning. I arrive at work around between 7:30 and 8, depending on traffic patterns. I try to leave work between 4:30 and 5, and I generally arrive home around 8.
Why do you do that?
Basically, I like my lifestyle. I like where I live. I like my job. And the two just aren't close enough to be compatible with each other.
So you're at home for 2 hours every night.
Yeah, but that's 2 hours of quality time. I was in the Navy, and I spent 11 years at sea out of 13 years. And most of that 11 years was actually gone from home. So it ends up, I'm tired of being separated. So it's worth it to me to come home and, see my wife and pet the dog, see the horses, and enjoy where I live at, even if it's just for a few hours before I go to bed.
Now, it's sort of a perfect storm for you. California has the highest gas prices in the country. AAA says the state's average hit $4.56 a gallon this week. So how much does it cost you to get to work every day?
It generally averages around $50. It used to be around, $25-$30 a day. So it's gone up significantly, but it's not the make-or-break situation yet. It's getting close.
What kind of car do you drive, Dave Givens?
A Honda Accord. When you spend this much time in a car, you got to go for comfort.
So you're not giving this up anytime soon?
It just all depends on the gas prices. If it continues going up and it gets, $4.80, $5 a gallon, then it's definitely going to be a reconsideration. But it's not unreasonable yet. I mean, well, it's unreasonable, but it's not out of the realm of doability yet.
Well, Dave Givens, good luck on your commute.
Okay.
Dave Givens is an engineer in California, and for now at least, he holds the crown of America's longest distance commuter.